I can't wait any longer to get to this.
Uh-oh.
I almost couldn't believe it when I read this. So, for those who don't know, the U.S. Women's National Team is in a prolonged fight with the U.S. Soccer Federation, seeking equal pay and back pay for what they believe they should have been paid alongside the men's contract. This is going to go to court, but some of the arguments being presented by the Soccer Federation are now being made public, and oh boy, if you didn't question exactly what the motives are of the Soccer Federation before, yeah. you certainly, they have made very clear what their goal is right now, and that is to support boys and men's soccer regardless of influence, success, or revenue. I say that because the original argument that they often made was about revenue streams, and then as the women, despite being underfunded, passed by the men in many revenue categories, they started changing their argument to antiquated BS, like saying that the men, because of science, are stronger and faster and therefore more skilled. Hmm. And if the men's team was going to play the women's, who would win? As if that applies to real life in any way whatsoever, since these women do not play men. Oh, they play man. Other women, and they beat them all the time, whenever they are asked to, in every single tournament, in a way that has done far more for soccer in this country than the men's team has, consistently underperforming and not being able to live up to the claims that soccer's going to take over just as soon as our men's team literally even qualifies for the World Cup, not to mention wins it, like the women keep doing. And they follow that up with the argument that the job that the men's national team player does carries more responsibility, in part because they face hostile fans at their own home games. Guess why? Because they suck. Because they can't fill the stands with their own fans because they're not any good. And sometimes when they go to other countries, those fans are mean to them. So that's a tougher job, and they should get paid more. As if the opposing fans being jerks to them is more of a barrier than centuries of institutionalized sexism, a lack of funding, and a federation that doesn't even support its own program. These arguments are so dumb and so blatantly sexist that it becomes extremely clear that this federation, which by the way, is not a private league that is set out to profit, like, say, the NBA or the NFL. It is a federation whose proposed purpose is to support soccer for boys and girls and men and women and to support our national teams. And they are not doing that because they are giving their sons a $1,000 investment and their daughters a dollar, and then they're asking the daughters, how come your business isn't doing as well? If you are going to consistently underfund and underinvest and then try to use revenue streams as an argument for why you should keep investing in the one that you've already invested in, then you're catch 22. They're never going to catch up. And then when they do catch up, despite you underfunding them, then you change the argument.